Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Post Super Bowl Sunday, the very next weekend after the Super Bowl ends. And once again, I am here to tell you for the third consecutive year, your Jason Bishop gave you the team to put your money on to win a bet on winning the Super Bowl. And I did it in the offseason before the season ever kicked off.
So what do you want to congratulate? Congratulations, Jason. You picked the Super Bowl right. For the third year in a row.
That's correct.
And your formula for doing it is just next level fantastic.
That's the kind of stuff that I've been looking for you from you on this show. It's about time you finally come over.
In August, 32 teams are going to win the Super Bowl. Then it narrows down as the teams weed themselves out. It gets down to 16. It gets down to 8. It gets down to 4. It gets down to 2. And finally, after the final gun goes off last Sunday, we have a winner, and you picked him.
Let me ask you a question. Did I pick the Super Bowl winner correctly?
Formula, yes, you did.
That's all I need.
I have a breaking announcement.
All right.
The NFL announced just this morning, Jason, to ensure no future team has home field advantage in the Super Bowl, the game will be permanently played in Dallas.
The insinuation that you're making is that the Dallas Cowboys will never play in the Super Bowl again.
The NFL announced to just get away from what we had last week, which was a home field advantage for Tampa Bay in Tampa. They announced that the game's going to permanently be played in Dallas so that nobody has that advantage anymore. There you go.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Peachtree Pest Control, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So let's talk high school football. More specifically, let's talk Camden County High School football. Everybody knows that we had a surprising resignation from the head football coach in Bob Spire a week and a half ago or so. And so the Camden County folks that, I guess the search committee, well, they opened up the position. They're waiting on applicants to come in. And I guess they'll be closing the official advertisement for the position at some point next week. And I don't think it's much of a secret down in Kingsland that most folks who they want, and I don't think it's much of a secret that there's a really good chance that the coach that most people want in Camden County is going to be the next Camden County head coach.
Blueprint is there for championships.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and say it because this is who I want Camden to hire. And I have no dog in the fight, but I want Jeff Herron to come back home to Camden County. I want him to revitalize his football program and get Camden County back amongst the elite in the state.
If that man is indeed Jeff Herron.
That's who I want.
If that man is indeed Jeff, right, you got to be careful with this. If that man is indeed Jeff Herron, one thing that he has proven is that he can win here.
Win state championships.
Win state championships. Now, here's the other thing that I want to throw out there, right? Because this is my job, okay? Jeff Herron is not the same age that he was in 2000 when he took this job to begin with. He spent 12 years in Camden, moved on to several different stops after that. And so you're talking about Jeff Heron that's not a young man anymore.
Tom Brady's not a young man. You saw what happened last week.
So my point is, before you try to take us in a completely different direction than what I'm trying to do is, if indeed Jeff Heron is the guy that Camden County hires to be their next head coach, how long do we realistically expect Jeff Heron to coach the program?
Long enough to get them back on top.
What, 3 years, 4 years?
They'll compete in year one. 3 years, 4 years.
Define compete.
They'll beat either Lowndes or Colquitt in year one.
Okay.
Year one. Whoever's coming here, if Jeff Heron was to be the head coach, whoever's coming here out of those two teams next year, they're getting beat.
I mean, I called Camden County this last season. I don't disagree with what you said. I think there's a lot of talent on that field. And I think that there's a really good chance that with a different coach, maybe utilizing that talent a little differently, that the season might have gone a little better. Okay, sure, I'll be the first to admit that. One thing, you've said this on this show, and I agree with you on the show, one thing that I think is missing, at least from what I saw last year, from game one to game 11, or however many we played, lack of physicality. That ain't going to happen with Jeff Heron as the football coach.
That will not happen. There would not be a team that out-physicals Camden County football with Jeff Heron roaming the sidelines in Kingsland, Georgia.
And again, we're speculating. We're not telling you that Jeff Heron's going to be the next Camden County coach. What we're telling you is we think he's going to be.
Did you broadcast a game at Colquitt County last year?
Of course I did.
Where did the Cats play Lowndes at last year?
In Lowndes.
So they both come to Kingsland.
Correct.
Both of them might go down this fall.
So you're picking Camden to beat both of them if both Camden, both Colquitt and Lowndes, Camden beats at home if Jeff Heron's the coach.
If Jeff Heron's hired, they will compete for the region championship in year one.
Here's the thing about that prediction. I don't think that's very far off because realistically, right, they play Lowndes and Colquitt toward the end of the year. So Jeff Heron will have basically a full year to get that football team where he wants them to be heading into region play. They're not going to start region play week 6 or week 4. They're starting region play game 8, 9, and 10. The last three games of the year is their region schedule.
Lowndes is not rolling in here and beating Jeff Heron. I'm going to go ahead and say that right now. Colquitt, it might take a year or two. But Lowndes, if Lowndes is rolling to Kingsland this fall against a Jeff Heron coach football team, they're losing.
If indeed Jeff Heron is the coach.
If he's the coach.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, yeah. Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you. 2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
All right, you got through Christmas and New Year's, good job, and now here it comes. The one you can't mess up, Valentine's Day, the big one. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect Valentine's gift, no matter your budget. Tell them Jason and Kip sent you and get an additional 14% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Song of the 1980s. Right there.
Debatable.
Debatable. There's no debate. There's no debate about what the greatest song of the 80s was, Billie Jean. There's no debate about the greatest high school football program in the state of Georgia in the 2000s. From 2000 to 2010, there was not a better program in the state of Georgia than the Camden County Wildcats. Name one that was better.
With Jeff Heron as the coach.
With Jeff Heron. Buford didn't want none of them. I hear Buford talking about, at least 15, 13 state championships. But Buford would not want to roll up on a Jeff Heron coach Wildcat team of around 2008, 2009. No, sir. No part of that.
Do we want to do the week in review, or are you just going
to
do what
you
want?
Oh, now we're back on the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the week in review.
And here we go. Write this down. The Jags will draft Trevor Lawrence at number one. The biggest dumpster fire in the NFL award goes to the Houston Texans. Finally, Marcell Ozuna has returned to Atlanta. With the fourth pick in the NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Justin Fields. Poirier McGregor, 3. Trevor Lawrence is better than Trent Dilfer. Stop crying, Djokovic. Either play or retire. The Big 12 released their 2021 schedule. It did not include defense. Braves closer for 2021, Luke Jackson. Come on, lady. Don't flip off Rafa. J.J. Watt to the Jags. Raise your hand if you expected to see Quicksilver at the Scarlet Witch's door. And these are my thoughts.
Another thing I want you to write down. Write this down. I said this in the break. I told our Facebook Live audience that I would say it on the radio when we come back. We are now back, and I will tell it to you right on the other side of this. This, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altam Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time is under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy, nobody better.
And so, write this down. If indeed Jeff Heron is the next Camden County football coach, and if indeed Jeff Heron coaches for 4 seasons at Camden, no way on God's green earth does Jeff Heron in those 4 seasons go 0-8. against Colquitt and Lowndes. It will not happen.
I'll tell you what, I'm holding a pen right here that's got plenty of ink. I'm going to let you hold this one because the one you've been using is out of ink. So here's a new pen so with plenty of ink you can write that down with.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You ready? Man, get out of here.
You're not going to give me the pen?
No, I won't get it back.
That's hurtful.
No, Jeff Heron, if he is the man down here, big things are going to happen, and big things are going to happen quickly.
So jumping over to the Super Bowl, of course, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, a betting man needs to listen to Jason Bishop on the show because I did pick the Tampa Bay Bucks to win the Super Bowl, which they did, and I picked the Tampa Bay Bucks to do it in the offseason when they signed Brady. Remember, I came on this show and I said, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to get to their bye week, and they're not going to lose another game after their bye week.
Tom Brady has more Super Bowls than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Or any franchise.
Tom Brady has more Super Bowl championships than the Dallas Cowboys.
There are other franchises that do that as well.
Any. Green Bay. Go down the list. New England.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Oh, Atlanta. I forgot the largest comeback in Super Bowl history was engineered by Tom Brady. Falcons fans who are out there listening. 49ers, I know you were great with Montana.
And young.
But Tom's got more Super Bowls than you do. Six is the 49ers. Tom's got seven.
Tom's got more Super Bowls than Montana and Young combined.
If it wasn't for Eli Manning, Tom Brady'd be 9-1 in Super Bowls.
With a perfect season under his belt.
With a perfect season. Everybody's got their kryptonite. Jordan had the Pistons. LeBron had anybody that had a pulse. The Golden State Warriors was one of them. Achilles, kryptonite. Who else has had some
LeBron's
kryptonite?
Won four championships.
Four out of ten. I mean, that's great in baseball. That's 400 average in baseball. Tom Brady in baseball in championship games is batting 700.
How many players have been to 10 championships NBA finals? How many players can say that? Not very many.
How many players can say that they have won more championship series than they lost? Quite a Bill Russell. Anybody that played for the Celtics in the 60s. Michael Jordan. Isaiah Thomas and the Pistons.
Well, we need to get back on subject.
Magic.
We need to get back on subject here because we're not going to go down one of your wormholes. I made it a point today when I got on the air, I thought to myself, do not engage Kip down a wormhole. Stay on task.
Tom Brady is the GOAT.
And proved it by tossing the Lombardi Trophy from boat to boat, complete to Gronk.
Gronk, just like he hauled in them two touchdown passes against the Chiefs, he caught it perfectly. There probably was a lot of wind out in the water, and he had to factor in for all that kind of stuff.
What would have happened if it had gone in the river? Would Gronk have jumped in to get it? Would Brady have jumped? Would anybody have jumped in to get it?
I don't know. Somebody would have. A spectator probably would have dove in there to try to get it. Mm. But I'm sure the NFL could print one out real quick, make another one.
Another thing about that particular exchange between Gronk and Brady is that was a pass right on the money with the Lombardi Trophy. And let's be honest, Brady's mindset probably wasn't really all that clear.
I mean, you know, it was a Super Bowl. It was a boat parade celebration.
When he got off the boat, Kip, they were holding him up.
Yeah, but he probably still would have tossed for two touchdowns against, you know, the Detroits of the world. A drunk Tom Brady probably throws for 300 against them.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. GHSA basketball region tourneys are underway across the state as teams fight for spots in the GHSA tournament. Brunswick took down Glenn last night in the 4-5 game for Region 2-6A, ending their season. Camden is 6-11 on the season and 3-3 in region play. Over in the GISA, Frederica is wrapping up their region schedule in hopes of making the region championship game for the fifth straight year and repeating as region champs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965. Or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
We're heading to that segment where Kip is allowed to take over the show, but before we get there, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch of the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by M&B Liquors, Parker's, and Belinda Thomas Realty.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. While there may be a substitute for many things in real estate, there's no substitute for results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. I have learned a lot about sports from Jason Bishop.
Yes!
That's what it says.
Finally!
She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When it's all said and done, you'll be on the right side of the results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
It is great to finally hear you acknowledge.
I just read what management puts in front of me.
No.
Got to pay the bills.
No. Don't lie.
Got to pay the bills, man.
It's great to hear you. Well, Kip, thank you.
I
appreciate
gotta
that.
Got to pay the bills, man. The sponsors, you know, they keep us, and we bring this sports knowledge to you every Saturday. Well, at least I try to bring it to you, but we're here.
All right, so here's the part of the show where Kip gets to take the show over with his butt hurt list.
All right, Jason. Number 5 on the butt hurt list this week, the city of Houston. J.J. Watt, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and now Deshaun Watson wants out. Nobody wants to be in Houston. They want to all be gone. Houston, what's going on in the city of Houston? Nobody wants to play for professional sports franchises in the city anymore. And I forgot about the Astros with all their sign stealing and all that stuff that they pulled. Houston.
Is this Houston only?
Houston, the city of Houston. Nobody wants to be there.
So not the sports teams, but just the city of Houston.
Just the city of Houston. Number four on the butthurt list this week, the Brooklyn Nets. They're 15-12, Jason. They went out and traded for James Harden. They got Kevin Durant, who's the best player on the planet. And they're 15-12. They can't play any defense, and they're struggling right now, winning games against teams. They lost to the Pistons this past week. Number three on the butthurt list this week, the Boston Celtics. They're 13-12. Don't seem to be going anywhere fast, and I don't know what's going on with the Celtics. I know a lot of Celtics fans, but 13-12 is not going to cut it in the Eastern Conference. Excuse me. Number two on the butthurt list this week.
And then cough into the mic.
Hey, can't help it, man. I'm old. Number two on the butthurt list, the Duke Blue Devils. They're 7-8, 5-6 in the ACC, Jason.
The Georgia Bulldogs have a better record than Duke, North Carolina, and Kentucky.
That's crazy. The Duke Blue Devils are not making the NCAA tournament this year. They're out. They're not getting in unless they just go on a long winning streak. And number one on the butthurt list this week, the Kentucky Wildcat basketball program. They're 5-13, Jason, and 4-7 in the SEC. What in the you know what is going on with Kentucky basketball?
Mm.
I don't get it. I mean, they go out and have top recruiting classes every year, and they're 5-13. They're awful. I don't get it.
Georgia's got a better record.
Georgia has a better record than Kentucky, Duke, and they have the same record as North Carolina right now.
It would be a grand year to be able to say that the Georgia Bulldogs made the NCAA tournament, but Duke, Kentucky, and North Carolina didn't.
Duke's not getting in. Kentucky's definitely not getting in at 5-13. I don't think they can even get to a 500 season. They're going to have to win the SEC tournament to get in. So is Duke. So it's looking like some of the big dogs in college basketball may be missing off March Madness brackets upcoming here in a few weeks. So there you have it. The butthurt list topped by the Kentucky Wildcats.
At number one.
At number one at 5-13. Wow. That's awful. Kentucky basketball.
Who do you think is going to win the NCAA tournament?
You know,
I'm going Houston.
Gonzaga will be tough. Villanova's going to be tough. Houston's got a good basketball team.
I'm taking Houston.
All the big-time pro. I saw a stat the other day where the top 13 teams in all-time wins in NCAA basketball are all not ranked right now. They're not ranked. The Kansases of the world, the Kentuckys, the Dukes, the North Carolinas, teams like that, St. John's, are all Indiana. All programs like that are not ranked in college basketball currently.
Georgia is.
No, they're not ranked. They're 12-7. Got beat by Tennessee earlier this week in basketball, but
they're ranked in my rankings.
Yeah, I mean they're better than Kentucky. Which I thought I'd never say in my lifetime in basketball. Georgia is better than the Kentucky Wildcats this year in basketball.
In my formula, the Kentucky Wildcats are not ranked, but the Georgia Bulldogs are by using my own ranking formula.
And you care to explain that?
Well, I've done that several times.
I mean, your ranking formula is been highly scrutinized on this program, especially on social media. Any ranking system that you come up with, the word bogus is the first word that pops out of people's mouth.
Yeah, I disagree. I think legit, ahead of its time, accurate. Those are the terms that I hear.
I know some people on St. Simon's that would say bogus.
I'd like to meet them.
Well, you meet them every week because you did their football show. I mean, you sit down and talk to them, and you patronize them and you pat them on the back, tell them how great they are, and then you come on the show on Saturday and then throw them under the bus. That's what you do.
That's not what I do.
So there's a pattern. You did that about 8 weeks during the football season last year.
What you're referring to is the Frederick Academy Knights. And
Yeah,
that's simply not true. They finished their season inside of my top 10, like inside of my top 5.
That's because you caved into political
pressure.
No,
they earned their way in.
They earned their way in week one, far as I was concerned, but you waited till like week 15 to put them in a ranking.
You do this all the time, and it's the most ridiculous thing.
I'm just trying to point out some of these flaws. You brought up ranking system, and I brought up the fact that most, when they hear that come out of your mouth, the word bogus comes out.
When's the last time that the Camden County Wildcats were ranked inside the top 10 in the state?
I don't know. It's been since Jeff Herron was here.
No, I think they were, I think for a while.
They've been ranked probably for a couple of weeks. I don't know.
I think they were probably ranked the first couple of years of when Wilton Coffey was the head coach.
From 2003 to 2012 or 13, how many times were they ranked in the top 10?
2012 to what?
2003 to around 12 or 13.
Oh, they were a mainstay. They were a mainstay in the top 10.
I mean, every preseason poll had Camden in the top 5, correct?
Pretty much.
Yeah, so you want to get back to that blueprint, then you bring the guy in here to do it. He don't have to stay 15 years like before. He just has to come back, get it where it needs to be, and then give it off to somebody from his coaching tree.
I'm just saying that if you bring him in, he's, like you said, to your point, he's not going to be here for 12 years.
He'll be here long enough to hang another banner at Chris Gilman Stadium.
You're realistically looking at 3 years, probably max 4 years is what you're, and I will tell the Camden County fan base this. I have to try to get, you know, because we think he's going to be the coach, to try to concrete this. I sent him a text message this past week, and on the other side of the break, I'll tell you what he texted me back.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnow's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look?
Here's your answer, the strike zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the strike zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So before we jump into anything else, I just want to talk to you a little bit about, well, I just want to mention our Twitter question of the week from last week and update those results. And the question was, the most overrated coach in college football today? And you're Dan Mullen, Jimbo Fisher, or Jim Harbaugh? Carrying 14% of the vote, Dan Mullen. Carrying 14.3% of the vote, Kirby Smart. Carrying no votes at all, Jimbo Fisher, which tells me that our listening audience respects and appreciates the fine football coach that Jimbo Fisher is, which is what I said on the show last week. And then finally rounding out everything, the most overrated coach, according to our listening audience, is Jim Harbaugh at an overwhelming 71.4%.
So let me get this straight.
Okay.
You just said, what about Jimbo Fisher? After you had him on a top five list of overrated coaches that listed on this show last week, you had him in the list. So you took four of the five that you had on your list and put it in your Twitter poll here, and you're just, calling out the results of that. But did you just say that Jimbo Fisher is a great coach a week after that you had him on an overrated list?
Let's talk facts for a moment, Kip. Okay. Jimbo Fisher won a national championship at Florida State. They had not won a national championship since Bobby Bowden was there. He won a national championship at Florida State, and then the second he walked out that door, that program collapsed. There is no disputing, even the listening audience right here, 0% for Jimbo Fisher. He is a great and fine football coach.
So he's not overrated anymore. That's my question to you. So that means in a span of a week, he's not overrated anymore.
Well, the thing is that on this poll, the coaches that were voted to be overrated were Dan Mullen carrying votes, Kirby Smart carrying votes, and Jim Harbaugh carrying the majority of the votes. Jimbo Fisher didn't get any votes in that poll.
You created the question, and you created the people that was put on the poll for the thing. So my question to you is Jimbo Fisher not overrated anymore?
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, by Nat's Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons has that great laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar of an American fare, from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
If indeed the next Camden County coach is Jeff Heron, if indeed that is the case, and if indeed he brings back the wing T to the Camden County Wildcats as an offense, if indeed those things do happen, what he will have is he'll have a great running back in Jamie Felix. He'll have the kid that was a freshman who's now become a sophomore. I believe that's the Daly kid. He'll have also Ethan Pachote, who ran the football effectively last year for Camden, and then a couple of other backs, too, that got their hands on. He's going to have a stable of running backs to be able to run out that wing tee. And that alone, if Downs or Tift or whoever that's going to be on the Camden schedule, when you think about Jeff Heron, you're gonna think tough physical defense. You're going to think the wing tee, and you're going to think a whole host of running backs that are very, very good.
And ball control offense and grind it out, break a big play, run waves of offensive linemen at you. And Tiff County's bringing in a new coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
Lowndes has kind of hit a plateau, and Colquitt is trying to get back to where they were. Perfect timing for Jeff Heron to come back to Camden County. Camden will be back.
Someone asked me the question. Remember now, when Jeff Heron went to Grayson, he ran the spread because he had Bryce Petty as his quarterback, who, of course, went to Clemson and couldn't beat out Trevor Lawrence and then transferred to Duke, and now he's transferring somewhere else. Anyway, Jeff Heron ran the spread with Bryce Petty at quarterback and won a state championship doing it. Went away from the wing tee, won a state championship with Grayson, running a completely different system than what he was accustomed to running. Someone made this argument to me earlier in the week that if Jeff Heron came back, that he would get with the quote-unquote times and Camden would run a spread. And this is what I say to that. There was a point where Jeff Heron had Bryce Ramsey as his quarterback.
And ran a wing tee. And threw out of it.
Right.
Effectively.
Yeah.
Very effectively.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So wing tee is a great high school offense. A lot of motion, a lot of misdirection, a lot of speed sweeps. Great high school offense to get the ball in the hands of your best athletes. That's what you do in high school. You get mismatches. Put your best athletes in situations where they can dominate the other team. And that's what Camden County does. And they're physical on top of it. They were when Jeff Heron was here.
Playing the past tense card.
And they will be again if he is offered and takes this job.
Did you see Trevor Lawrence throw?
I don't need to see Trevor Lawrence throw. I've seen him throw. I saw him throw for hundreds of yards against Alabama 2 years ago in the national championship game.
You know, I'm a little jealous because you did a breaking news earlier, so I kind of want to do one of my own.
All right, go ahead.
Breaking news, Urban Meyer and the Jacksonville Jaguars will indeed draft Trevor Lawrence with the number one overall pick.
Blinding flash of the obvious. Good call there, buddy.
Write it down.
Here's this pen right here that's got ink in it.
Can I have it?
I'll give it to you this time. The one you've been using for 3 years has been out of ink for a long time.
I don't need your pen.
Okay. Well, obviously, the one you're writing with hasn't had ink in quite some time.
Well, that's not true, because listen to what I'm about to say, because I'm about to give you some more facts, because that's what I do on this show. Every time in the history of this show where I have said to you these three words, followed by whatever it is that I say, that happens. Whenever I say to you, write this down, you need to pay special attention to the next few words that are going to come out of my mouth, because it is unequivocal fact.
Well, you said write this down last Saturday. You said write this down twice, okay? And it was, you were right with one, you were wrong with the other. Write this down. Tampa Bay will win the Super Bowl 38-31.
And they did win the Super Bowl.
Write this down. Kansas City will win the Super Bowl 38-31. That's what, I mean, you got to get a pen that's more consistent if you're going to write things down.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. GHSA basketball region tourneys are underway across the state as teams fight for spots in the GHSA tournament. Brunswick took down Glenn last night in the 4-5 game for Region 2-6A, ending their season. Camden is 6-11 on the season and 3-3 in region play.
Over in the GISA, Frederica is wrapping up their region schedule in hopes of making the region championship game for the fifth straight year and repeating as region champs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
All right, you got through Christmas and New Year's. Good job. And now here it comes. The one you can't mess up, Valentine's Day, the big one. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect Valentine's gift no matter your budget. Tell them Jason and Kip sent you and get an additional 14% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Trap, trap, money, penny.
The highlight of this show today has been the acknowledgement of Kip Branch that I have made him a better and more knowledgeable sports fan.
Here's the highlight of the show from my perspective. The Brunswick High Pirates own everything athletically in Glenn County. Football, city champions. Basketball, city champions. And we haven't even started baseball season yet.
One thing I will say to your credit is that game last night that Brunswick and Glenn played was basically a game where the loser was out, the winner would advance into the GHSA tournament, and Brunswick ended Glenn Academy season.
As it should be. 59-49. Terrors are at the house. Pirates still alive.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Ops, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, The Strike Zone. I keep waiting for those bowling pins to clash. They're like on the real commercial. At the end of the spur in Brunswick, offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The Braves lost Mark Melancon this past week. He signed with the Padres yesterday, so he's going to be closing for the Padres, who apparently are going all in for 2021.
They're in. They're all in. The Padres, great. They've got a great minor league system. They've got great kids like Tatis in the everyday lineup, and now they've went out and signed some pitching, and now they got a closer.
They told Machado when they signed him a couple of years ago and gave him that big contract, they were honest with him. They said, we're going to commit to win here. And so he signed that deal, and that's what they've done.
San Diego's a great city weather-wise. I mean, 70 degrees pretty much year-round.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a perfect place to raise a family and play baseball. Wow. The Padres could be a dark horse for the World Series.
I don't think they're a dark horse. I think that it's Atlanta, Los Angeles, and the Padres.
Padres are in the division with the Dodgers, so that should be pretty good.
Well, you got to figure that whoever does not win that division will win the wild card, and so they'll still be in the playoffs. Those are the three teams to beat in the National League is the Braves, the Dodgers, and the Padres.
That is a great ballpark in San Diego to watch a baseball game.
My dad was telling me that he read some article where whoever wrote this article picked the Atlanta Braves to finish fourth in the division. Really? I don't know what they're smoking, but there's no way the Braves are finishing fourth, because I can tell you maybe the Nationals will be competitive. And I think that will happen. The Braves and the Nationals will be 1-2 in the division, but there's no way on God's green earth that the Phillies or the Mets are finishing ahead of Atlanta. It's not happening.
I think the Marlins are going to be the team that starts making a move in that division.
It's funny you said that, because what I said the other day was I think the Marlins will contend, and then we'll see them start fading off after the All-Star break. But until then, they'll be there.
I mean, they've got – the Marlins bring some kids through that farm system, and they come in, and they are great players, and they – go somewhere else to get paid the big bucks, and they turn into superstars. But that is a good minor league system that develops a lot of talent. Jacksonville, they're a Triple-A Marlins team now.
Right. So my next question to you is, who's the Braves? The Braves have to get Shane Green. Who's going to be their closer? They've got to get Shane Green signed. You lost Melancon. Shane Green's not under contract. So right now, the back end of your bullpen consists of Will Smith and Chris Martin. Chris Martin, of course. Pretty good reliever, has been since he's been in Atlanta. Will Smith's been shaky.
Will Smith was shaky in the National League Championship Series last year with a World Series berth on the line. All he needed was to get a couple of outs when it mattered.
Couldn't do it.
And that probably was the difference in the Braves winning the World Series last year.
That's very, very plausible. Very good argument. So you've got Shane Green needing to get re-signed, Will Smith and Chris Martin at the back of the bullpen. And so you got to get somebody else in there. And, of course, Shane Green was the best closer in the American League just shortly 2 years ago. So if Will Smith isn't going to be the guy, the Braves are paying him a lot of money. You got to figure he's going to be the closer with Melancon moving on. But if he can't get the job done, Shane Green has shown that he is a dominant guy at the back end of the bullpen and can get the job done. You got to get him signed if you're the Atlanta Braves.
You do now. Melancon's a big blow. That's a big blow. He was their guy now for a couple of years.
He was making like $19 million.
He was their guy, though. You could depend on him out of the bullpen.
37 years old.
I'm worried about the back end of that bullpen now.
Okay.
Unless Shane Green steps in and gets re-signed, Will Smith, I don't have a lot of confidence.
Well, even if they don't get Shane Green re-signed, they do have a reliable Luke Jackson be able to turn to.
I'm not even going to comment on that. But Shane Green is at this point as you get ready to go into spring training, Shane Green is, you've got to get him under contract.
Luke Jackson led the Braves in saves 2 years ago.
Like I said, you got to get Shane Green under contract. I'm not going to sit here and talk about Luke Jackson on the radio, but you got to get Shane Green signed if you're an Atlanta Braves fan.
Here's another interesting thing, right? So the Braves have Drew Waters still in the minors, waiting on him to come up. You'll probably see him in spring training. They just re-signed Ozuna. You got to figure Pache is going to be in center. You got to figure that Acuna is going to be in right. So Drew Waters, if he makes the team, you have Ender Inciarte already as your fourth outfielder. Is there room for Drew Waters on the baseball team, on the major league team?
I think so, because I'd make room for him by getting rid of Inciarte. That's what I would do.
I would just go with five outfielders.
I mean, Acuna's going to be – they need to stick Ronald Acuna Jr. in right field and leave him forever.
Agreed.
As long as he's a Brave.
Agreed.
Pache's ready.
Yep.
Okay. Closer now is a question mark for me until you get Shane Green signed. Third base. I mean, we've had these third base discussions for quite some time. But, you know, Braves are – everything's in place now. Get Shane Green signed, you're still a contender.
Camden may hire Jeff Heron.
They this better. Has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off Exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!